Hello everyone, I'm Fathi Ben Issa, bringing you a roundup of today's main topics. A new round of talks for a truce in Gaza was held in Cairo. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said good progress has been made on a hostage deal between Hamas and Israel. Mr. Blinken said he would not support Israel's planned invasion of Rafah and that a post-war scenario would include a Palestinian state with security guarantees for Israel. At least 50 people have been killed in Israel's latest raid on Al-Shifa Hospital, the largest medical complex in the north of Gaza. That brings the death toll to 140 since the assault began on Monday. Survivors of the raid described groups of people being led into the hospital's morgue by Israeli forces before being shot. About 5,000 injured patients were being treated at the hospital, which also houses over 30,000 displaced Palestinians, according to Gaza's health ministry. A full moon is set to light up skies in the UAE for 3 nights next week. The worm moon, which traditionally marks the start of spring, is due to be visible in the Emirates and around the world from Monday evening. The name comes from Native American culture, which used to name full moons to track the passing of seasons and significant natural events. The World Cup qualifiers are also among the trends today. The UAE picked up their campaign with a win against Yemen in Abu Dhabi. Returning from a disappointing Asian Cup, the win maintained the national team's 100% record at the halfway point of the second round. That's it for today's Trending Middle East. Make sure to check out our podcast section at thenationalnews.com.